Finish up this thing, and although again, I still might not finish it today, that is the ultimate problem of the Hetzer Mechila. It's getting more and more nogeya, and that is the issue. We have the Machlekes in the Gemara, whether the Kenyan of a Goy is Mafkia Kedusha from Peros. Remember the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins, essentially, that the Kenyan of a Goy is not Mafkia, the Kedusha of the Peros. What does that mean for Trumas and Maestros again? That if a non-Jew owns a field, and I buy pay rights from the non-Jew, as long as I did, the Jew in other words, as long as I did Gemar Malacha, those pay rights are Chayav and Trumais and Masros. And it is only if a non-Jew did Gemar Malacha that they're Pudger. So the Rambam Paskins, like the Mandi Amar, Ein Kinyin Liyavid Kechavim Mavkia. Now, we have to go back to a machlekes. We talked about this machlekes a number of times, a famous machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. The Beis Yosef was the Rav of Tzfat in the 1500s. The Mabit was on the Beis Din of Tzfat, very, very chashuv of Beis Din. Mabit was a great, great gadol, but he had a number of machlekes in Mr. Yosef Karo, and relations were not always so friendly. Sometimes there was a lot of personal animosity. Well, it turned into that, particularly between the Talmidim. The Beis Yosef Shita is that the peyreis that grow in the field of a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael do not have Kedusha Shavias. The Shita of Beis Yosef is peyreis nochri do not have Kedusha Shavias.
Is that like non-Rambam?
Well, that's what I'm going to discuss. The question is, how do you connect it to the Rambam? Okay, we'll hold off for that. Now, what does it mean practically? Pei Reis Nachri do not have Kedusha Shvias. That basically means that you treat Pei Reis Nachri of Shvias the same way you treat Pei Reis Nachri of every other year. Which means, if I buy Pei Reis Nachri of Shavias, and I'm Gomer Malacha, I'm Chayav in Trumas and Maestros. Do you understand that? By the Beis Yosef saying, those Pei Reis do not have Kedushas Shavias, they are simply Pei Reis, which are non-Shavias, that grew at a Rishis Nachri. And indeed, Rav Yosef Karo says, if you buy Pei Reis Shavias from a Goy, and you were the Gomer Malacha, you are mechuyev to be mafresh, true mice, and maishris. If the guy was gomer malacha, you're not mechuyev to be mafresh, because of meruach hakum. But either way, you do not have to eat those peyreis, the peyreis shavis. Now, there are four different reasons why the Beis Yosef said it. I'll get to it in a moment. The Mabit was strongly chaylik. And the Mabit says, avada, there is kedusha shavis in the pay race that grow in the Rishus of a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore those pay race, number one, are never Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros, because they're pay race Shavias that are not Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros, and number two, the pay race must be eaten B'Kedusha Shavias in terms of not being Ma'abid them, not throwing them out, whatever those laws are. Taisa says in Pesachim, Ein Mispor, there is no number to the halachas of Kedusha Shavias. There are many, all sorts of halachas. That's why it's much easier to buy shishis or chutzlaris produce or whatever. This is a big machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. How do we paskin? So the emes is, ad hayom hazeh, there is a disagreement. The minag of Yerushalayim, which is recorded for centuries, l'dore doros, has been to follow the Beis Yosef, that Peyreis Akum do not have Kedushas Shavias. This is the old minhag of Yerushalayim. I don't mean the Rabbanit, I'm talking about the Eidah Haredes, I'm talking about way before the Eidah Haredes as well. The Eidah Haredes is not an ancient institution. The Eidah Haredes essentially dates, it was a reaction to Rav Kook being chosen, and Rav Kook was chosen as the chief rabbi by the more modern group. So the Eidah Haredes was a breakaway, and they chose Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld to be of the more right-wing or Haredi. So the Eidah Haredes is literally as old as Rav Kook, which was like 1920, whatever it was. Okay. Now, the Chazon Ish was machriya, like the Mabit, strangely enough. And that is why the Minhag of Bnei Brak is that Peiros Akum does have Kedusha Shviyas, but you understand that has a kula. Because like the Mabit, even if a Yisrael was Gomer Malacha, there would be no Chiyav in Trumas and Maizris. As opposed to the Minhag Yerushalayim, if a Yisrael were Gomer Malacha, there would be a Chiyav. But that's a very theoretical nafkamina, because 99% of the time, by the time you buy Peiros from a guy, there already was Gomer Malacha. So either way, there's no Trumas and Maizris. Like the Beis Yosef, there's no Trumas and Maizris, because the guy did Gomer Malacha. Like the Mabit, there's no Trumas and Maizris because it's Peiros Shviyas. So it's a very rare scenario that you're going to buy something in a store or from a farmer that you do Gemar Malacha. I mean, typically, we don't buy unthreshed grain or whatever it is. Now, potentially, there might be a third nafkamina. So I mentioned two nafkaminas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. One is the rare case of Trumas and Maizris when the Yisrael did Gemar Malacha. That's going to be a rare case. And the second is there a chiyuv of Kedushas Shviyas? Now, you might think there might be a third nafkamina in this machlokes, and that is the Isser Derabbanan of Sapichim. Again, what is the Isser Derabbanan of Sapichim? Midrabbanan, anything that is planted on an annual basis, that's grain and vegetables, if it has Kedusha Shviyas, you're not allowed to eat at all. Unlike fruit that you can eat as long as you peel it correctly and everything else, Sapichim is an Isra Mukhlet because the Chachamim made a Kenas because many people were deliberately planting and then saying it grew up by itself. So there is no such thing as Shviyas, you know, Kedusha Shviyas of grain or vegetables that you can eat because there's an Isra of Sapichim. So the question would be this. Let's say a guy produces grain and whatever. Would that grain have a din of sapichim? So you might have thought, according to the Beis Yosef, there would be no din of sapichim because there's no Kedush HaShviyas. According to the Mabit, that there is Kedush HaShviyas, there would be an Isser sapichim. So according to the Chazon Ish, therefore, you might conclude that the grain that grew in a guy's rishus is mamish asr bi'achilo l'chalutin. So that's not true. Baruch Hashem, that's not true, because it's brought down in the Mabit himself says that even according to my Shita, that what grows in a Goyisha field has Kedusha Shviyas, it does not have the Gezerah of Sapichim, because the Gezerah of Sapichim was designed to punish Jews who deliberately plant on their land, and therefore if it grew in a Goy's land, there's no Kishash that a Jew would deliberately plant. So it turns out, therefore, that although generally grain and vegetables that grow in a Jew's possession are usher to eat lagamri on Shemitah, but this would not be nageya yavul nachri, where even the mabit is moda, there is no isur sapir. But this is a machlokes. This has nothing to do with the hedra mechira. This has to do with the kedusha of peiros nachri. And therefore, remember that even the Eidah Haredes, even the yeshiva world, that is misnageg lagamri to the Hetcher Mechira, for reasons we'll talk about, accepts the idea that according to the Beis Yosef, there is no Kedusha Shviyas and Peiros Nochri. And that is why a lot of the Eidah Haredes supervision, if it's not Eitzar based in, is called Yuvol Nochri. Now, there are problems with relying on the Beis Yosef, not because you're relying on the Beis Yosef, that's not the problem. But one problem is a political problem, and this has some resonance, particularly after the war we had this summer, in which, you're not relying on the Hetcher Mechira, so instead you're buying stuff directly from Arabs. Well, what are Arabs doing with that money? You know, are they digging some nice tunnels, you know, in Gaza to kill people here? You know, so there is something to be said about, you know, not giving your money to that. But there's even a halachic angle. That is, there have been some cases where it's been discovered that Arabs were buying. Arabs know that they could sell their Yavul Machri to the Mahadrin Hashkachos, so they've been buying produce from people, Chilonim, who weren't keeping the laws of Shemitah, and then reselling it as if it grew on their Throw it in their field, you know, put it in for a second. In other words, some of what is called Yevul Nachri might actually be Yevul Yisrael, which would have a din of Sepichim, and it would have a din of Kiddush HaShriya.
Is there a din of
Bittul? Bittul Tarubis, mean?
Yeah.
Mean if it's a majority? There is a din of Bittul, yeah. Yeah, there is a din of Bittul on Kiddush HaShriya. Okay.
Is it 200?
Shriya is 100. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anyway, but be it as it may, now I want to go back to the svaras. Now let's all right, so remember, we're not talking about Heter Mechira, we're just talking about the guy had the land already. Nobody sold him the land. So here is the svara of the Mabit, and here is the svara of Rav Yosef Karo. In some way, oh, by the way, I just want to point out that, you know, what has happened in Yerushalayim, particularly over the past, maybe the past decade, it's really a relatively recent phenomenon, is that B'nai Torah and Yerushalayim more and more are adopting Minhagim of B'nai Brak. Now, why is that happening? Part of why it's happening is that Rav Chaim Kineski Kainari, she should live, you know, has become such a great, great kayach in the area of Psak, especially since he's connected to Rabbi Yashav as well, that many of the Hanhagas of the Chazenish, which used to be Miyuchad to B'nai Brak, come over to Yerushalayim. So, for example, generators. Right? The Chazon Ish was Mefursim, that he held that it was usher to use electricity on Shabbos if Jewish people were generating it. He said it was a prohibited Maisa Shabbos and Chilul Hashem, even though part of their work is for Cholim, Sheyesh Bo Sakana, all of those Hatayim. The Chazon Ish says, can't do it. And halachically it's usher, but also the Chazon Ish Be'ikr was very concerned about Chilul Hashem. He gave the example. It's a very cute mushroom, but something to think about. He says, you're walking by and the Beis HaMikdash is burning. And you ask a shayla, am I allowed to light my cigarette by the fire of the Beis HaMikdash burning? He says, what type of Jew is going to light his cigarette by the burning fire of the Beis HaMikdash? Yidden or Mechalo Shabbos for Rabin, you want to light, you want to have, you know, your lights on in your house from Chilul Shabbos. But I have to tell you, to be honest, the Minhag Yerushalayim, except for Yechidim Mamish, was not to have separate generators. People relied, the yeshivas all relied on municipal or nationwide electricity. Recently, more and more people have generators. That's an example. Are you going to say the Deris have more Yiras Shemayim? Maybe. It's Yitochen. But basically, the Chazon Ish's Hashpah is stronger in Yerushalayim, and you will find this in Shemitah as well. It was a Dover Pashat that the Minhag Yerushalayim was, that Peres Nachri did not have Kedusha Shavias. And that's still the Eidah Haredes, all the Yishalmi Hashgacha still paskin that way. But you'll find more and more B'nai Torah. And again, part of it too is that if you look at the modern Svarim on Shemitah, people look at the modern Svarim on Shemitah, you know, they tend to be machta like the Chazon Ish. It's very interesting. So this is a whole sociological phenomenon that is worthy of some analysis. You might call it the B'nai Barakism of Yerushalayim. It's an interesting hasada. And of course, I should mention too, although it's Kamat Lashon Hara, that this last fiasco of the last mayor election, where you really had Milchemes Mitzvah between Rav Chaim Kineski and Rav Shmuel Orbach, and for whatever reason, I don't have any day on this at all, most of the B'nai Torah went with Rav Chaim Kineski and with Rav Aryeh Leib Steinman. So in a sense, that also impacts on the halacha to follow a matters of halacha as well. So it's a crazy situation. But be it as it may, I just want to go over the svaras of the basic machlekes. In some ways, the Chazon Ish's hachra is a very logical hachra, even though that's not how we paskin in Yerushalayim. Because the Chazon Ish says the following. If the whole issue of being mafkia kedusha shavias is because a goy's kinyan is mafkia, we paskin ain't king in Liak. I mean, to shame that by Trumas and Maisris we paskin. The guy's ownership is not mafkia, the chiyav of Trumas and Maisris in years 1 to 6, unless there's Meruach Akum. So may high time a gufa, the guy's ownership should not be mafkia kedusha shavias in year 7. So the Mabit's analysis is actually a very straightforward analysis. He says, if we pass that the guy's kinyan is not mafkia kedusha for trumas and mashur. Har raya, because the Rambam says when I buy it from the guy and I did meruach, I have to do gemar malacha. I'm sorry, I'm chayiv in trumas and mashur. So by the same token, the guy's ownership is not going to be mafkia kedusha from peiros shavias. In fact, huh? That's the Mabit's assumption, that's his life. Now, and in a way, you could almost say that there's something inherently inconsistent about the Beis Yosef. Because what does the Beis Yosef say? The halacha that I told you, the Beis Yosef is saying that the peiros that grow and the guys rishus are mufka from Kedusha Shavias. Therefore, if you buy them and you do Gemar Malacha, you have to separate Trumas and Meshach. Well, for cares, if the guy's kinyan is Mavkiya Kedusha, then I shouldn't be Chayiv in Trumas and Meshach. To say it's Mavkiya Shavias, but it's not Mavkiya Truma, how to Mabit, that's a Stephen. And the Mela, the Mabit, has a very logical basis, and this is really the Chazanish's argument, that there's Kedusha Shavias, Hagam, that there's not an Isra's Abihah. So the question is, what's the Beis Yosef slumbus? So the emes is like this. The emes is, the Beis Yosef has no fewer than four different svaras to come out the way he comes out. And there's a machleike, he says all four of them at different points. And there is a machleikes, hapaiskim, which one did he consider to be the main reason? Because there are going to be some not giving it. Reason number one that the Beis Yosef gives is that there is a machlokes in the Gemara, yesh kinyan liyakum lahavkiya rein kinyan. Yep. But the Gemara says that's a machlokes only in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Rambam paskens this way. But in Surya, hakol maidem yesh kinyan. Now, what does that mean? What is Surya? So you remember, Surya, literally areas of Syria, where parts of that were conquered. We're not really Batuach where it is, for sure, but part of it was conquered by David HaMelech, but he did not conquer it. Well, it's Machlokes. This is called Kibush Yochid. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, what makes it Kibush Yochid? Rashi says it's Kibush Yochid because David did not conquer it for the nation, he conquered it for his private empire. Tisus learns differently that had David conquered it after he had conquered what's in the boundaries, that Vade would have had Kedusha, but the problem is he conquered Surya before he conquered Yerushalayim. Be it as it may, Surya falls into a new generic category called Kibush Yachid. Is Kibush Yachid Mechuyav in mitzvahs Toluyais Biaretz or not? If Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, it's Chayav. If Kibush Yachid Lai Shemei Kibush, it's Pater. The Gemara's Maskana, and this is the Rambam himself, says that Kibush Yachid Lai Shemei Kibush, but Midrabanan Yerchayev. So Trumas and Maestras in Surya is only Midrabanan. Ah, the Rambam says, since Trumais and Maestras and Surya are only Drabanan. So Lagabe Chiyuve Drabanan, the Kinyan of a Goy is Mavkia. What that means practically is the following. If I grow the produce in Surya, I'm Chayav Midrabanan, to dig off Trumas and Maestras. But if the pay race grew in the Rishus of a Goy, and I bought them, even if I did Gemar Malacha, since even for me, the Chiyav is only Midrabanan, the Bailus of the Goy is Mavkia, and I'm not Mechuyav in Trumas and Maestras. The Rambam himself paskens this way, that even though in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says in Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam says by Truma, that Halokeach Peiros min Hanochri b'Eretz Yisrael, and it's Nigmar Malacha b'Yad Yisrael, is Chayav to be Mafrish Trumas and Maestras, because Ein Kinyan Manochri b'Eretz Yisrael Lavkia. But Basuria, which is a Kibush Yachid, Yesh Kinyan Liakam Lavkia. This is what the Rambam himself says. Okay, now, says the Beis Yosef, based on this, that since, according to most Rishonim, the observance of Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, is in itself only midrabanan. So the Beis Yosef argues, kishem, that the kinyan of a nochri can be mafkia the kedushas trumas and maisras, where the chiyav of trumas and maisras is midrabanan. By the same token, the kinyan of the nochri could be mafkia the kedusha of peirei shviyas that grew b'rishus nochri, if you hold, as most rishonim in fact hold, that shmita bizman hazeh is midra banan. In other words, essentially, the Beis Yosef is making an equation, and there will be a stark akash in this equation. He is equating shemitah in Eretz Yisrael with trumos and maisreis in Surya. Remember, the Rambam doesn't, we have no halacha in the Rambam. The machlekes, the mabit, and the Beis Yosef is not in the Rambam at all. We don't know what the Rambam would say. We don't know. But the Beis Yosef is telling us that since the Rambam paskins, that what? That the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia, the Chiev of Trumas and Maestras, Besoria? Because if it's Drabanan, the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia. If Shavias is Midrabanan, same thing here. Now, I have a very stark Akasha, the Mabed has the Akasha. That is, wait a second here. If you look at the end of Perek Aleph Mehilchos Trumas, and we looked at this, the Rambam paskins that Trumas and Maisras in Eretz Yisrael Bisman Hazeh is Drabanan. Why? Because the Shitas of Rambam is that Trumas and Maisras is the Oraisa only if most of the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael. So wait a second. Before you get to the Beis Yosef, let's start with Ayesh Akasha. How can the Rambam paskin that in Eretz Yisrael, a Goy's Kinyan is not Mafkia, and you're Chayav in Trumas and Maisras, but the Rambam paskins in Surya, a Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia? I mean, if you're telling me that the reason Surya is different is because the Chayav of Trumas and Maisras is only Midrabanan, because Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush, the Chiyav of Trumas and Maisras in Eretz Yisrael is only Midrabanan, because you don't have Ro Yoshua Allah. So Stamazai, look at the Rambam. Why does the Rambam paskin in Eretz Yisrael any Kinyan and in Surya Yeshkin? Elamah, you have to say the following chiluk. There's Drabanans and there's Drabanans. Meaning to say like this. When do I say, and this will be Matcha the Beis Yosef's dinner. When do I say that if the Chiyav is Drabanan, the Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia? That's where it's Lagamri Drabanan. It's a place, in other words, Surya, which never can have or will have a Chiyav D'Oraisa. That's a pure Drabanan. Masha'en Ken in Eretz Yisrael, theoretically, the Chiyav of Trumas and Maisras is D'Oraisa, but we have a technical, temporary problem that you don't have Rav Yashvah. And that, the Rambam, in other words, treats like a Doraisa that ain't Kinyan Liyakov. If that's so, the comparison is not a correct comparison. You shouldn't compare Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael to Surya. You should compare Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael to Trumas and Maisras in Eretz Yisrael, because they're both the identical problem. That's Gufa why Shemitah's Rabbah. That's a very stark Akasha. And this is the Mabit Titus. The Mabit Titus, that, wait a second, you want to tell me because Shemitah's Drabanan, a Goy's Kinyan is Mafkia just like Surya. Right? That's what the Rav Yosef Cairo says, because Shemitah's Drabanan. The Mabit is not Chaylik in that. The Mabit is also Maskin. Shemitah's Drabanan. But the Mabit Titus, so what? But it's Ikrai Min HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael. It's only if it's Surya you don't have Rov Yoshua, a bazoi. It should be exactly like Trumas and Maisras. That's a kasha. I don't have a clear yeesh of how the Beis Yosef looks after that. All I can tell you is that the first Beis Yosef again has four swaras, so I'll get you to. That the first foundation of the Beis Yosef is that Shvias is Drabanan, and by analogy to Surya, we say by Mile Drabanan, Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'avkia, and therefore the pay rice do not have kedusha. Yeah.
We say that the Rambam means in the time of when Roy Shalom.
That's a possibility. But it's not. I mean, it should have been Mefarish. You're correct. Meaning, Bichlal, I have to tell you, if you remember the Lashon in Hilchos Trumas is very, very, very difficult because he talks about Trumas and Maishas many, many halachas. And only at the end of the whole parak, you wouldn't even know after 25 halachas, halacha chafav, he says, oh, by the way, Trumas and Maisos Zman Hazeh is the Gamri Drabana. It's almost as if everything he was saying until now is on the Doraisa level. But if that's so, you're telling me a very big chiddush. You're talking, telling me, and the Beis Yosef can't be learning like you, because according to you, if Trumas and Maisers are Drabanan, then the Goy's Kinyan would be Mafkia, even on Trumas and Maisers. And yet, the Beis Yosef says, right? What does the Beis Yosef say? If I buy Peiris from a Goy, and I'm Gamer Malacha, I am Mechuyev to separate Trumas and Maisers. See, the way you're learning, that wouldn't be Emes. You hear the kind of. The Beis Yosef seems to say, I am Mechuyev to be Mafresh, Trumas and Maisers. Ebazai, how could there not be Kedusha Shavias, which would in turn potter me from Trumas in Maishas? Okay, that's Svara number one, and it's Gebait on two Yesaitis. One Yesait is not controversial so much, the other Yesait is controversial. The non-controversial Yesait is that Shemitah Bizman is as Drabanan. That's not so controversial. The Ruba Deruba of the Rishonim do say Shemitah is Drabanan. There are actually three Shitas. A minority of Rishonim say Shemitah's min HaTorah. Rav Rishonim say Shemitah's midrabanan. The Baal Hamor, who often has very unusual mechudish de kashitas, says Shemitah's not even a drabanan, it's a midas chasidus v'alman. And according to Baal Hamor, b'chlal, it's a midas chasidus, you're not mechuyav in it at all. Suffice it to say that we're not noyeg like the Baal Hamor at all. And the MS is, even the Chazanish seems to allow you to assume Shemitah's Rabbanim. So that's not the problem. But the second problem is the more controversial one, and that is his conclusion that you're Medamesh Shemitah to Surya to say Yesh Kenyan. That already the Mabit says, Mineu Bey is Nister from the fact that Trumas and Maitra Skulpa is Rabbanim, and we say the Goy's Kenyan is not the Mabit. Okay. Now, there is a second. Svara, actually, this second svara, the Beis Yosef himself does not say. I think it's from the Arishain Sefer HaTruma. It was before the Beis Yosef. The Sefer HaTruma, now this is going to sound almost the same, but it's a different svara. He says that this is svara number two, but it's going to be very, very close to svara number one. But it's a tiny bit different. And that is, since Yesh Kinyan and Ein Kinyan is a machlokes tanoim. So on an Isser Jerabanan, you can go Safek Jerabanan Lekula. See, the difference between Svara number one and Svara number two is the following. The Gemara itself says that by Surya, even the Mandiyamar that says Ein Kinyan is Maida Yesh Kinyan. In other words, the din of Surya is not a hachra to be mekel, it is a lechulei alma. The second svara is saying like this, even if you're going to tell me that the mandiyamar that says ein kinyan would hold, there is no hachra, thank you, but since it is a machlokas, the one that says yesh kinyan for sure is mekel, on a drabanan, you could be meikel. See, it's different. Instead of saying lechulei alma, they would be meida. You're saying on a suffek drabanan, you could be meikel. That's svara number two. But again, the same kasha. And that is, if you're telling me on a drabanan, you could be meikel, then be meikel by trumas and maestra skufa, and you're not. I mean, the same kasha would apply to that. Okay. Svara number three. Yeah. That's what he said. Well, yeah. They say you could be machriya lekula and a drabanan. Yeah. That's also machlekes achrayim in the klalim. Whether you could say in a machlekes where each side is sure, could you be machriya suffik? Right. It's not a suffik in mitzias. It's a suffik in din. Yeah. That'll be totally okay. But again, That's different than the first svara. The first svara was not saying we will be machriya l'kula. The first svara is saying, based on the Gemara, there is no machlokas when it's a drabban. That's different than saying we're machriya l'kula. So it's very close, but it's a little different. Okay. The third svara of the Beis Yosef, which is very unusual, is he simply makes his own drasha. And he says that when the Torah asers Perish Shavias, or gives Kedusha Shavias, it talks about Artsecha, your lands. Right, the lashon of the Torah is your land, your land, your land. Memela, we make a drasha, it doesn't apply to the land of the Nachri. Now, this is a new svara which is Shemitah specific, meaning even if you hold for Trumas and Maisris that the Goy's Kenyan is not Mafkia, but Perish Shavias are totally in Artsecha, this is not Artsecha. Like Sheish Shanim Tizra, actually, it's not Artsecha, it's Sadcha. Sadcha Leisikzer Kamecha Leisizma, and the like. Okay. Now, the fourth svara is the most interesting, really. And this gives rise to a whole bunch of shailas. And that is the following Chiddush. The Beis Yosef wants to be Medayik from the Rambam that the whole Machlokas of Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan is only when the Jew, right? In other words, a Goy has a field. A Goy has a field, a Goy grow Peros. So the Machlokas is, if I buy back the Peros and I do Gemar Malacha, do they get Kedusha or not? Is the Goy's Kinyan Matkia or the Goy's Kinyan not Matkia? Right, that's the Machlokas. Zok de Beis Yosef, that Machlokas is only when the Jew buys it back. But kol zaman, it remains in the Goy's Rishus. Everybody is Maida, even on a Daraisa level. Even if Shemitah would be Daraisa, everybody's Maida. In other words, I guess, the Machlokes, Yesh Kinyan Li'akum Lahavkia, or Ein Kinyan Li'akum Lahavkia, is a machlokes, is a goy's kinyan mafkia kedusha when I buy the peiros or the land back. But kol zaman, it's in the reshus of the goy, hakol maidim, the kedusha is mufka. And he's medayik this way from the lashon of the Rambam, because the Rambam says the following lashon. We paskin, Ein kinyan la'akum lavkia, hilkach kishachazar v'kana Yisrael chayav v'trumas u'maitres. So Zok de Beis Yosef, kol zaman, it is by the goy, even the man, the armor that says ein kinyan lavkia, will hold that the kinyan of the goy, as long as the goy owns the land, is Mufka. Now, this is the Beis Yosef's svara. The question is, what does he get out of this svara? Because one second here. The Beis Yosef is telling me, kol zaman, the guy owns the land, it's Mufka, and the shaila of Ein Kinyan is only when I buy the produce. Well, okay, so what? So when I buy the produce, let it have Kedusha Shviya. I mean, one second. When I buy the produce, it's Chayev and Trumas and Maisris. So when I buy the produce, it'll have Kedusha. In other words, what is the Beis Yosef gaining with his analysis? At most, he'd be telling me, kol zaman, the guy owns the fruit, it doesn't have Kedusha Shavias, but when I buy it, it should be. So here the Beis Yosef is Mechalik. The Beis Yosef says the following. This is not Pashat. The Beis Yosef's taina is that Kedusha Shavias has to be chal at the time the peiros grow on the ground. So if at the time they grow on the ground, they're mufka mikdusha, the Yisrael buying it later does not create a mechanism that would give it kedusha shavias. Aye, so why buy trumos and maisras? If I buy the produce, it's chayev. Zok de Beis Yosef, trumos and maisras has a miyuchadika maisa that triggers the chiyuv, and that is gemar malacha. So I could say that even though it was mufka mikdusha, when I buy it back, the Maisa of Meruach could create the Chiyuv. But Peirush Shavuos don't have a requirement of Gemar Malacha. The only thing that generates Kedushas Shavuos is that it grew from land that had Kedushas Haaretz. And if Kol Zaman, the guy owns the land, it doesn't have Kedushas Haaretz, the Peirush are permanently Mufka. Now, I tell you the truth, this is really a bit of a pella for me, because for the Beis Yosef to say that the reason why the Peirush are Chayiv and Trumas and Maisrus is because of Meruach, I don't understand that. Because you still need Peirush to grow the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. If I take Peirush Chutz La'aretz and I do Meruach, it's not Chayiv and Trumas and Maisrus. So if the Beis Yosef's idea is that Kol Zaman, the guy owns the land, it's Mufka Mikdusha, then it should stand to reason the Peirush are Peirush Chutz La'aretz. So what are you telling me? When I buy it and I do Meruach, that's a Maisa Mechayev? Is it Mechayev Peirush Chutz La'aretz? One second. What is he saying by Shemitah? By Shemitah, the
potential got cut off.
I bought it now. Now I own it. Right, that's what we're saying. In other words, by Shemitah, the only way Peirush get Kedushas Shavuos is if they grow from sanctified land that is Niskadesh B'Shavuos. And since the Beis Yosef learns, even the man the army that says, Ein Kenyan, calls the man the guy owns the land, it's Mufta Mikdusha, so the Peirush didn't grow on sanctified land. Therefore, they don't have Kedushas Shavuos. Therefore, when I buy them, they don't have Kedushas Shavuos. So why the Beis Yosef says, when I buy it, will it be Chayiv and Trumas and Maisers? Answer, because there I did a specific Maisa, which the Torah says triggers the Chiyuv, and that specific Maisa is Gemar Malacha. So my question is, Gemar Malacha alone does not create a Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers unless the Peirush grew in Eretz Yisrael. So if you're telling me, Kol Zaman, that the guy has a kinyan, it is mufka from Kedushas Mitzvahs Tlias Bi'aretz, then I don't know why Meruach would be enough of a Maisa to be Mechayiv.
Is it a Chiyuv D'Oraisa?
Huh?
Is it a Chiyuv D'Oraisa if you say in kinyan? Or is it Rambam?
I don't know. The Rambam is Mashmah, it's D'Oraisa, actually. Now, again, putting aside the problem that all Trumas are Drabanim, but where Truma would be D'Oraisa, this would be D'Oraisa. But this is Svara number three of the Beis Yosef. Now you understand, this Svara number three, Svara number four, right? The four, yeah. Svara number three and four have a common denominator, that Svara number three and four are going to work even if Shemitah is Min HaTorah. Svara number three works because of the Drasha, it has to be Sadcha, Lo Sada Nachrim. And Svara number four also works because it's basically saying that this is not relevant to the Machlokes, because the Machlokes is only on Peirush that you buy back and you do Meruach, but Kol Zaman that the land belongs to the guy, it's Mufka L'chulei Alma. And Mamela, we don't have to compare it to Surya. There is a Havkas Kedusha, right? So this is where you have a big Machlokes HaPaiskin, maybe theoretical Machlokes, meaning, What would the Beis Yosef say on the Kedushas Shavuos of Peirush Nachrim when Shavuos becomes D'Oraisa? So this depends on which of the different lumdas of the Beis Yosef is going to be dominant. If it's based on the comparison to Surya, or if it's based on a Hachra of Safek Rabban and Lekula, the Beis Yosef Svara only works if Shemitah is Rabbanan, and when Shemitah is D'Oraisa, he would be mitzvah to the Mabits, that the Peirush would have Kedushas Shavuos, even though there wouldn't be an Isser Sapichet. On the other hand, if you go with Svara number three and Svara number four, those are Svaras that are going to apply even if Shemitah would become Min HaTorah. So this is a Machlokes HaPaiskim as to which reason the Beis Yosef considered to be his Iker reason. Okay,
all right.
Say again? That's correct. That's correct. The population. We might be approaching Shemitah D'Oraisa.
Well, no, that's a curious question. The other way.
Yeah, I just want to go to Mark. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, next time we'll talk about the Hatcher Mechiva. We haven't gotten to the Hatcher Mechiva yet.